Sunday, 16th of May, Gimel Sivan, Rabbi Baruch Knopfler, Kabbalah Satora.
The voice say, I want to start with a story. Maybe two. The story goes like this. In the town of Valozhin, there was, I don't know exactly how many years ago, there was a person that's printed in the Chayov of the Shagas Aryeh, the story. It may be well known to you, and I'm not trying to be mechavish the story here, I'm only going to try and say pshat in the story. In the town of the Shagas, not the town of the Shagas Aryeh, in the town of Valozhin, after the town of the Shagas Aryeh, there was a person who had a certain disease. He was not well. And he was going to go and seek medical help in different country, whether it was Switzerland, I think that's what it says, or somewhere, where he felt or he was told there were doctors that might be able to do something about his illness. And his father appeared to him in a dream. And his father came to him in a dream and said the following. Father said, listen, the whole message came through to him. You have a particular machla, a particular illness, which comes into the halachas of treifas. In the halachas of treifas, there's a machlokas about this particular thing, whether it's a treifa or whether it's not a treifa. Treifa meaning it's fatal, not treifa means it's not fatal. The Shagas Aryeh, who was previously the Rov in Valozhin, he paskened on this, it's kosher. Therefore, he advises him, the father advises the son, stay here, because as long as you're in this town has the minig of the Shagas Aryeh, the Kabbalah of the Shagas Aryeh, that they consider this as kosher. As long as you stay in this town, you'll be alright. The moment you leave this town, since others paskened different to the Shagas Aryeh, you're in danger. He stayed, and for Shteitzach, he had Arichas Yomim. That's how the story goes. Story with the Shagas Aryeh. Now, I'm here today, maybe to say pshat in that story, but before I do that, I want to bring Makdim another story, and this is a story in the Gemara. Gemara says in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Tes Amud Aleph, I read you Nusach HaGemara. The Gemara says like this, Hai man the Tor Kei Chivya. Somebody got bitten by a snake. Tor Kei Chivya. It says in the Gemara, there's an Eitzah. What should you do? He should bring an uber of a chamoir chiyurta. The uber is the fetus, which is found inside a white chamoir. And he should put it on this snake bite, and then it'll cure it. The hanamila only works if the mother, chamoir, is not a treifa. But if the mother chamoir is a treifa, it's not going to work. So the Gemara says, Hahu Bar Kasha, there was a certain person, he was, Rashi says, he was a Mamun al Melech, he was one of the Chveis, and he was a Yid, he was a Yisrael, I say, Nishkan Lamed Vov Tzadik, Nishkveis and Kan Lamed Vov Tzadik. And he was in Pumbadisa. And it happened, the snake bit him, Torkei Chamra, Torkei Chivya, the snake bit him. The Gemara says, these white asses were not so motzi, and they searched out the whole of Pompadisa, and they found 13, it's a big town, they found 13 of these white asses. They tore each one of them open. Every single one of them was a treifa. Every single one of them was a treifa. Then the Gemara says, they knew there was another one still left at the other end of Pompadisa. By the time they reached it, and a lion had eaten it up. I'm quoting your Gemara as it says. Yeah? It seems to be that the Gemara held it as something unusual, that all this happened. So the Gemara says, Omanu Abaya. Abaya said, Dilma Chivya Drabonon Torki. Maybe it's a Chivya, a snake, from the Rabonon, which bit him. The Leste Asusa, there's no cure for it. The Chsiv, or Pirates, get as possible. Yishchenu Nochosh. Somebody who's over an Isid Rabbonon, he's Pirate together, is Yishchenu Nochosh. That's the end of the Gemara. So, something, obviously, was bothering Abaya, that Abaya had to explain this was an unusual occurrence that 13 chamorim, which were found there, and then the 14th as well, 13 of them were treif, and the 14th wasn't to be able to be gotten because something unusual had happened to it. So the whole thing needed an explanation. The only way Abaya could explain it was this person had been bitten by a snake, call it chivid ravonon, and the pasuk says upoyritz geder ishchenu nochosh. As I state in the Gemara. Now, you may think that, you know, why am I telling stories today? Maybe you don't know, but the sugi is in Yom of the Yoma, and the sugi is, I think, being put into the phone already as being about Kabbalah Satayra. Who starts with Kabbalah Satayra? I want to try and explain that. Gemara says in Brochus, Rafael Med Aleph, Gemara says, as I, Shaloi kemidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, midas Bos of Adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Bos of Adam, obviously, not the same. Midas bos of Adam, moicher Adam, a person sells a chayfet to his chava. Usually, it's a chayfet which he really wanted himself. He sells it to his chava. Ha moicher otzev, the moich is upset. It's something which was he needed, and he just needed to raise the money, but he had to sell it. V'lekeach sameach, and the lekeach is happy. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu ein ekein. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like that. Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu not like that? Nosan Nohem Torah LeYisrael. He gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael. And the Sameach, he's happy. Shenema, Kilekach Toiv, Nosati Lechem, the Ribbono Shel Olam gave away. Kilekach means he sold. He gave the Torah. And Ribbono Shel Olam is not like a normal, regular Moicha. Atkan the Gemara. The Nesivus has a Sefer Al HaTorah called the Nachas Yaakov. And the Nachas Yaakov, the Mesivis, he asks the Kasha. He doesn't understand. He says, if I own a Chayfetz and I sell it to somebody, that's it. I don't have it anymore. I've sold it to somebody else. But somebody else has it. I don't have it. End of story. So, the Ribbono Shel Olam gave the Torah away. He didn't give the Torah away. The Ribbono Shel Olam shared the Torah with Klal Yisrael, but Ribbono Shel Olam, as much access kaviyochol as Ribbono Shel Olam wants to the Torah, he can continue having. He hasn't given anything away. Mehecha teisa, this should be compared to a moicha, somebody who sold a chayfetz which has been in his possession for I don't know how many years. He sells it and doesn't have anything to do with it anymore. How can the Gemara compare the two things? That's on a sivus iskasha, Nachas Yaakov. And then he says, wonderful teretz, wonderful yisad. It's based, not, he quotes it actually, on the Drosha Saram. The Drosha Saram says, when the Ribbono Shel Olam gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael, the Ribbono Shel Olam didn't just give the Torah to Klal Yisrael. Ribbono Shel Olam gave a whole koyach of Masa Bereishis over to Klal Yisrael, a koyach which puts them as if, ke'ilu, maybe this is my words, puts them ke'ilu, he's given the keys to Masa Bereishis over to Klal Yisrael, and he's let it out of his hands, kaviyochol. Let me explain. He quotes the Drosha Ran, I think this is his main Gemara. There's a Gemara Bav Metzia. The Gemara Bav Metzia says that the machlokes in Shemayim between, it says, kaviyochol, the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's going to Sechas HaPoelim, between the Ribbono Shel Olam and the Pamal Yishomara. It's machlokes. A certain halacha in Hilchos Nagoyim. Baheres koidim l'seya lovon in Hilchos Nagoyim, whether it's Tomei or whether it's not Tomei. It's machlokes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Pamal Yishomara, how to understand and learn this halacha. The baskol went out in Shemayim. Mi achriya, who's going to decide what the emes is here? Or who's going to decide what the halach is? So the baskel went out, Rabba Bar Nachmeni Echriya. Rabba was the Amayra, Rabba Bar Nachmeni, he was the God of Avayra at that time. He's going to be Machriya what the halacha is. He's going to be Machriya the halacha. So the Drosha Saran, what's exactly happening here? So the Drosha Saran, once the Ribbono Shel Olam gave the Torah over to Klal Yisrael, Ribbono Shel Olam gave the Torah over to Klal Yisrael in such a way that all decisions, as far as the Torah is concerned, is left now into the hands of Klal Yisrael. You know, the Poskim always talk about Ein L'dayan Ela Masha Ein Avroyos. A person is mechuyev to be yogea in Torah in the way that we learned in the Mishnah yesterday in Pirkei Avos, Mem Chestorim Shatera Nikis, when a person has to use all his koiches, he has to be yogea ad seif, till the seif of his koiches. If he's done that, he's done what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants him to do. And as far as a dayan is concerned, as far as a moira hero is concerned, if he works out a certain halacha according to the shitta that he comes out with, that's how he has to paskin. Ein nadayan and masha in a verse. When the Ribbono Shel Olam gave the Torah over, he gave the Torah over in such a way that it's going to be decided by the Gedolei HaDor and the Gedolei HaPaskim, who've obviously used all their koiches HaTorah with which to work out, and they're not always going to come out in the same way. But the Tzvor says, as we know, Eilu Ve'eilu, Divrei Elokim Chaim, the Gemara says, and there's a machlekes, Tanoim, Amiroim, Rishonim, Achronim, Eilu Ve'eilu, Divrei Elokim Chaim. How can it be Eilu Ve'eilu, Divrei Elokim Chaim? One is right and the other is wrong. There's no, says the Tzvor, there's no such thing. There's no one is right and no one is wrong. In halacha, we might have a psak according to one, but the Torah is both ways. When the Ribbono Shel Olam gave the Torah, Ribbono Shel Olam gave the Torah in such a way that there's ayin ponim of Torah. There can be different approaches by different people, and as long as they ekshen she'en pratzufeim shavus, and the same as their appearance is not the same, so is their day not the same, and it can be an other number. You have the Gemara in Kiddushin, the famous Gemara in Kiddushin, which I always add little chat. The Gemara says in Kiddushin that even a father and a son, shorim hamsionim b'halocha, who have a machlokus about something in Torah, then lipsoifam nasim esvohev besufa, lipsoif nasim oyhavim zerezer. They argue out and they become in a tremendous machlokus, and lipsoif nasim oyhavim zerezer. They become best friends with each other, esvohev besufa oyhavim zerezer. So that's the Gemara. I always say, we think when we learn this Gemara that the Gemara is like, you know, don't worry, you see a machlekes between a father and a son in the halacha, they're arguing about something, don't worry, lips off, they're going to make sure of, don't worry too much about it. That's not the pshat in the Gemara. The pshat in the Gemara is pufakeet. That's what the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted. That's all part of bringing out and coming and arriving to a maskona in a halacha. The way it's done is as vohev v'sufa, there's a machlekes. That's exactly what the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted. He didn't want to override that machlokes that was going on between Adonaba, the Pilpura Shel Torah, and the Harvocha Sa Torah, and the Hagdil Torah, and the Hadiro. We wanted there should be one day like this and one day like this. At the end, they'll work out what the halacha is, and the halacha is going to be like that. But the Torah was given Eilu Ve'eilu Divrei Elokim Chaim in such a way that it should be argued out, and at the end of the day, the halacha is going to be like one, which is up to the Gedolei HaDor to paskin. But that's the halacha. It doesn't stop everything else happening on the way as being part of the limud haTorah. You know, it always says, we always say, yogati v'loy motzosi, yogati v'loy motzosi al tamin. You're gay and Torah, v'loy motzosi, and you didn't find the answers, al tamin, don't believe him. Why do you believe him? Have you ever tried learning the Tosis? Shveratosis, and you just don't get shot. You don't get shot. So that's yogati v'loy motzosi. Why should I believe him? You tell me that, I'll believe you. You tell me that you've learned to taste and you don't know Pshat and taste, I'll believe you. What's it, Yogati Lemosasi Altamin? If Kotzke Rebbe says, do you know what it means, Yogati Lemosasi Altamin? You think it's Lemotsosi. It's not true it's Lemotsosi. It is Motsosi. Because every Yigir in Torah is part of Torah. You know the Chofetz Chaim's famous Moshe about Onu Amelim and Makabim Scha. I won't be married now in that. Ve'eim Amelim, Ve'eim Makabim Scha. You'll take a material to the tailor will work on it for 2 weeks and he won't come out with a proper suit, he won't pay him for it. Onu Amelim and Makabim Scha, if you don't arrive at the right answers, but if you were Yogea in Torah, that itself is your material. Yogati V'loi Motsosi. Al Tamid, don't believe him. Why? Because no lay motzosi, everything is motzosi. Every little bit of yegia is motzosi. So the yisoid of Torah is the Eilu Ve'eilu Divrei Elokim Chaim, says the Stivus. That's the pshat. Ve'ikim Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midas Bosor Adam. The Ribbono Shel Olam has given over the koyach of the psak in the Torah, not the dafka as he meant it, Kaviyochel. The Ribbono Shel Olam gave a Torah, and gave a Torah that every halacha should be as the Ribbono Shel Olam was mechaven. But the Ribbono Shel Olam Kaviyochel knew that not everybody's going to be mechaven to this emes. It might, a person, his daya, might come out with something different to what the Midrash meant, but the Midrash doesn't matter. That's the halacha now. Because ein l'dayan and l'masha ein of royos, even if he's not coming to the absolute emes, but if he works his way through, and that's the maskona he came to, that is the amitah shel Torah. And the Ribbono Shel Olam gave over that kayach. Why was it Rabbah Bar Nachmeni Yachriya? Because there was machlokes in Parmar Shamala. In Parmar Shamala, the Ma'aseh Kina machlokes is what the emes of Torah was. But the Ribbono Shel Olam gave this over to the Gedolei Hador to paskan lefi Masha Einehem Rois, according to what they paskan. You all know famous Gemara in also in Bava Metzia, in Perek Azov, the end of Azov, in Nun Tes Amud Beis, in Bava Metzia, where there was this machlokes between Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Yeshua, and all the Chachomim, about this Tanur, about this Avon, whether it is Tomei, it's not Tomei. And there was, from Shemayim, three Giluyim, that Rabbi Elezer was right. First of all, the Charoiv, they said, Yochiach, the tree, the carob tree, should be Machriya, who's right, and it moved. They said, HaTorah Reba Shemayimi, the Amasamayim, the spring, it moved. Won't be much. The Koyste Beis HaMedrash, it started folding in. Koyste Beis HaMedrash started folding in. Then came a Baskoil. The Halacha is like, Rabbi Eleze, got Rabbi Yeshua got out, says, Ein Mashkichim BeBaskoil. HaTorah Reba Shemayimi. The Torah was given, it was given over for Klal Yisrael to be Machriya, in the way they understand. And that was the halacha, and they put Rabbi Elezer into Chayim Noch. And it seemed that Shemayim held that the Amitah Shel Torah was Rabbi Elezer. You know, there was, Adam Godley was once here for Daf Yomi Siyum, Rabbi Pinchas Teitz from America. He said once, one of the Siyum of Daf Yomi, Gemara says in Erevin, Golu v'yodua, lifnimi sh'oma v'hoya ho'ilom. Golu v'yodua lifnimi sh'oma v'hoya. Shehalocha k'Rabbi Meir b'chol mokum. Halocha that Rabbi Meir. Elo shlo yoldu chachomim l'soif date. Rabbi Meir was his brilliance was over and above the rest of the chachomim, and he understood things better. And there's golu yodua. If they mish oma v'hoya oilam, the halocha that Rabbi Meir. The chachomim lo yoldu l'soif date. So we go with the yisoid. We can't help it. We don't understand Rabbi Meir. Even if it's Golov Yodua to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So he asked, why does it say Golov Yodua lefnei she'oma v'hoya ho'olam? Golov Yodua lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why lefnei she'oma v'hoya ho'olam? It's a word which doesn't get used that often. Golov Yodua lefnei she'oma v'hoya ho'olam. How does that come punked into this mama? Golov Yodua lefnei she'oma v'hoya ho'olam. He says like this. The Ribbono Shel Olam was istakel by Raisa. Ribbono Shel Olam, he looked into the Torah and he created the world according to the Mahalach of the Torah. It's not as we understand that Ribbono Shel Olam made the Torah Chas Hashem to fit into the world, but on the other way around, a whole Master Bereishis was to fit into the Torah. So Ribbono Shel Olam created Master Bereishis in such a way. I'll give you a moshel. He didn't say this much, I'll give you a moshel. The Gemara says in Shabbos, there's a certain Misa called Mrs. Askara. Yeah, Mrs. Askara, Chveis, whatever. This can have come in, not have to talk too much about it. The one says, why is Mrs. Askara Bola Oilam? Why is it there? The one gives a whole lot of different reasons. Let's take one of them. Let's take one of them, just bring out a moshel with this. Let's take one of them. The one says, it comes from Achilas Teva. People eat tevel, there's Misa B'dei Shemayim, it says for somebody who eats tevel, tevel is untithed, not taken trumas and masters. So somebody eats tevel, it's Misa B'dei Shemayim, that's Misa's Asher. So, without going into any arichas, that means somebody's going to eat tevel, it's going to Misa B'dei Shemayim, Misa's Asher. Now, it says in Mashor, as Pshat in the Gemara, that even if a goy would eat it, it's Matthias. He'd also die. He'd also get this Misa B'nei Shemayim because it's a Matthias. He's got no Chiyuvim, he's got no Mitzvah, even if a cotton. Got no Chiyuvim, but it's terrible, it's a Matthias. Now I'll ask you something. You look in Mishnayos, Trumas, you look in Mishnayos, Masras, look in Gemuras and Shas, you'll find plenty of machlokesim between Tanoim on certain things. Is it Chayab Masa? Is it not Chayab Masa? That means, let's boil it down a little bit. According to one Tana, it's Tevel. According to the other Tana, it's not Tevel. One Tana says it's Tevel, the other Tana says it's not Tevel. So according to one Tana, if somebody would eat it, it'd be Zeicher, in inverted commas, to meet his Askara. According to the other Tana, nothing wrong, no problem. What does Ribbono Shel Olam do? So Ribbono Shel Olam goes with such an approach, Kaviyochel, Eina Dana Mashen Arose. Depends what the Shulchan Aruch and the Gedolei Hador paskan on the halacha, and whatever gets paskant in the halacha, that will be the Matzias. The Ribbono Shel Olam might not have been mechaven to that, Kaviyochel, when he actually created Master Bereishis. He may have had a different psak halacha as to whether it is Tevel or not, but doesn't matter. When the Ribbono Shel Olam gave the Torah, he gave these keys over to Eina Dana Mashen Arose, to the Gedolei Hador, to paskan. So if the Gedolei are going to paskan in a way that the Ribbono Shel Olam wasn't mechaven, exactly as it says with Reb Meir, Rabbeinu was always right. But sometimes the Chachamim would love the Rav Yosef Dauter, they didn't paskan like that, and they were right not to paskan like that because Eina Dana Mashen Arose. So Ribbono Shel Olam is going to have to change now the Maaseh Bereishis. The Maaseh Bereishis that previously said that it was Tevel, and therefore if somebody would eat it, he would get Mises Askra, is now going to change as somebody is not going to get Mises Askra. So the Ribbono Shel Olam has to be Mechadish, Betuvai, Becholi, and Tomid, Maaseh Bereishis. It's got to be Mechadish, the Maaseh Bereishis, according to the Psak of the Gedolim, and it's Shmuel Gedolim, Yiftach Gedolim. It goes on and on, even to our Gedolim as well. Whatever the Gedolim are going to paskin about the certain Shaina, that is what the Eina Dana Maaseh Bereishis is going to be. And that is what's going to be the halacha. The Rebbe has to change it. So he said, "Golav Yodua." He didn't say "Lifnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu." It said "Lifnei Mi Sheoma V'Ha Yoholam." When the Rebbe Hashem created the world, then he created the world istakil by Raisa, exactly as Reb Meir would see everything, because Reb Meir was mechaven always to the emes of the Rebbe Hashem. But Chachomim were loyer l'seif datzai. Chachomim didn't always understand that. So the Mishomah v'hoyo ha'olam created the world according to the psak of Reb Meir, but it didn't necessarily stay like that, because since the Chachomim didn't always yared l'seif datzai, therefore was ein l'dain elamasha ein l'brais, therefore the halacha had to change, and therefore the Metzias had to change, and therefore the Reb Meir had to change the Metzias. Now I'll tell you a very interesting tazach. We've got a Chazal. Chazal mentioned a few times in Shas, once in Shabbos, Tafyut, other places as well. The Mama Chazal goes like this: Kol Dayan Hadon. It's a good one on Sanhedrin as well, and in Shabbos Hadon Din Emes LaAmitoi Nase Shutuf LaKodesh Baruch Hu B'Maaseh Bereishis. He comes a shutuf, a partner to HaKodesh Baruch Hu B'Maaseh Bereishis. He's done the Tosis. Ask the Kasha, why does it say Kol Hadon Din Emes LaAmitoi? Why doesn't it say Kol Hadon Din Emes? What's the Emes LaAmitoi? Nase Shutuf LaKodesh Baruch Hu B'Maaseh Bereishis. Know the answer? The answer is Hafla Vofera. You can have a Dayan who's done a Din Emes. He's done a Din Emes because Ein Dayan and Masha Ein Avreis, according to the way he's worked out. That's how the Pesach Halacha should be. And the Halacha is like that. He's done a Din Emes, it's Emes, and that's the Halacha. But he wasn't mechaven to what the Ribbono Shel Olam, when he made the Istakel Bo Raisa War Amah, he wasn't mechaven to it because his capacity didn't reach as far as what the Ribbono Shel Olam Kaviyochel did when he created the world. So he's done a Din Emes, but it's not Din Emes Lamitai. Now, he's got to change, the Ribbono Shel Olam got to change the Maaseh Bereishis for him. Why? Because according to the way the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world, this should be Tevel. There would have been Misa. He paskin, it's not Tevel. And that's the halacha, the Ribbono Shel Olam got to change it. So somebody's done a Din Emes, the Din Emes, the Ribbono Shel Olam will have to change the Maaseh Bereishis. You can't call him a shutuf. You can't call him a partner to Ribbono Shel Olam Maaseh Bereishis. But if he's done Din Emes, le'amitai, what's Emes le'amitai? Emes le'amitai means Emes le'amitai, and he was also mechaven to what the Ribbono Shel Olam actually did in creation, when the Ribbono Shel Olam created Maaseh Bereishis. He's already a shutuf l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu Maaseh Bereishis. That becomes a partnership with the Ribbono Shel Olam Maaseh Bereishis. The Ribbono Shel Olam has to change it. We're not criticizing the one who's done a din emes because he was entitled to it. But we're being mishabeach, somebody who's done din emes, namita, like Rav Meir, that's a shutter, the Russian doesn't have to change. That's the goal of Yadua, lifnei mi sha'oma v'hoyo ha'olam. That's the mi sha'oma v'hoyo ha'olam. Let me bring you back, and we didn't even start with it, but let me bring you to Shavuos. You know, there's a kasha of the Mogen Avraham, famous kasha of the Mogen Avraham. I'm going to tell you properly the kasha of the Mogen Avraham, because I've heard in my life many, many times people quoting even Barabbim, the kasha of the Mogen Avraham, and they did not understand what the kasha was. They said it over wrong, didn't understand what the kasha was. The Mogen Avraham's kasha is, let's just be makatim, Shavuos in the Torah, it's got no, I'm not saying no remez, plenty of remozim, but it's nothing to do with Matan Torah. Shavuos is a yomtiv 50 days after Pesach. Happens to be that we've worked out, and Chazal have worked out for us, that Shavuos is Matan Torah. Problem is that this. You learn the Gemara on Shabbos. The Gemara says, there was a hoisif Moshe Yemechat Midate. The Gemara says, the Torah should have been given on the 6th of Sivan. Rabbi Yossi says, it wasn't given on the 6th of Sivan, it was given on the 7th of Sivan. Although it was supposed to have been given on Vov Sivan, end of the day, it was given on Zion Sivan, Nitnat Torah. Why? Because Moshe was Moisif one day. Now that day that Moshe was Moisif, by the way, is an extra day of Prisha. It's because of a halacha of Peletus, which Peletus is, according to Rav Yossi, for 72 hours, and he learns it from Kabbalah Satorah, and that din is Zion V'Sivan, Nitnat Torah, the extra day that Moshe was Moisif. Okay? In Shulchan Aruch, Hilchas Nida, in Yerudea, we paskan like Rav Yossi. In this machlokes, there's a machlokes nedina between the Rabbanan and Rav Yossi, exactly where the Peletus is for 48 hours or for 72 hours. Halacha is like Rav Yossi. Halacha, Mufurish ke paskan like Rav Yossi. Kufta deklov, you can have a look yourself. Ke paskan like Rav Yossi. Comes the Mogen Avraham, he says, understand. Go to Eretz Yisrael. Which day is Shavuos? Vov Sivan. The Mogen Avraham, this is where the mistake was. He doesn't ask the kasha that Shavuos shouldn't be on Vov Sivan. Shavuos is Shavuos. There's no changing. It's 50 days after Pesach is Shavuos. It's Vov Sivan. There's no question about it. The question the Mogen Avraham asks, how can you say in davening, Zman Matan Toiroseinu? It's not. We paskin B'Zayin B'Sivan Nitno Toiro. If it's B'Zayin B'Sivan Nitno Toiro, how can we paskin it's Zman Matan Toiroseinu? Not Zman Matan Toiroseinu. Zman Matan Toiroseinu. It wasn't Zayin B'Sivan. Not on Vov B'Sivan. Shavuos in Eretz Yisrael is Vov B'Sivan, and the next day is Zman Matan Toiroseinu. What's going on? Mogen Avraham's kasha. You hear? Not the kasha is why Shavuos on Vov B'Sivan. That's a mistake. Yeah? The kasha in the world is how can we say Zman Matan Toiroseinu on Vov B'Sivan when we paskin at B'Zayin B'Sivan Nitno Toiro? So, Mogen Avraham was very bothered about Mashos and Avodah Zorah asked the Kasha. The Mogen Avraham says, I'll just read you his Nusach, Yesh Meforshim, the Bor L'Rameis Lonu Yom Tev Sheni Shel Golias. Speaking of L'Rameis Yom Tev Sheni, just imagine. As you saw us saying wrong day, Zman Matan Toiro saying they're saying it on Vov Sivan. Why? Because in Chutz La'aretz they've got tomorrow as still Shavuos, and that's why, imagine you tell that to the Bnei Yisrael that they're saying Zman Matan Toiro saying it, because in Sin Chitzmas, yeah, they laugh at us. In Chitzmas, Zaitek, Chulim, look at these Eretz Yisrael that have written Machsayim, they don't even know how to handle the second day onto the Torah. Okay, that's another story for another time. Okay, that's what. And he adds the Mogen Avraham, the Ef Shadahaina Toka Omar, Yoim Echod Hoisif Moshe Midate. Then come a comment. The Mogen Avraham seems to be, Maram is hinting that there's much deeper meaning to what he's trying to say, but En Kama Koma Laharich, he doesn't want to be Marich about it. Yeah? But what is Taka going on? What is Taka going on? Besalevi says, wonderful thing. Besalevi says that. There's another kasha. Another kasha. We'll ask another kasha. You all know the Gemara says, Vahi Erev, Vahi Voike, Yoim Hashishi. All the other days without a hay, and on the sixth day, it says, Vahi Erev, Vahi Voike, Yoim Hashishi. So the Gemara says in Avodah Zorah, what's the hay of Hashishi? So the Gemara, you know what Hashishi is? This is Ha Vov, of the future of Vov Sivan. What's the future of Vov Sivan? That's the day that's going to be, after 26 generations, the Torah is going to be given on Vov Sivan. And Ribbono Shel at the end of Vayir Vayivayke Yoyim Hashishi made a tnai with Masa Breishis. What was the tnai of Masa Breishis? The tnai with Masa Breishis was, if Kali Sol are going to be makabel the Torah on Vov 7, then you'll survive. If Klal Yisrael won't be makabel the Torah on Vov 7, is achzir eschem le Toyu Vavoy. Be back to Toyu Vavoy. Okay? Fine. So, it's all very well. According to Rabbonon, it happened. Vov 7, the Torah was given. According to Rabbi, Moshe changed that one. What did he do? He was hoisted Moshe Yamecha Midatai. When was the Torah given? On Zion Sinim. You can have 100,000 terutzim, why? But at the end of the day, the Ribbono Shel Olam made a tnai, made a condition with Masa Breishis. There's a condition with Masa Breishis. They should have gone back to Toyu Vavoyu on Vov 7. On Vov 7, everything should have fallen to pieces. The Torah didn't count. The Torah was not given. So the Torah was not given. Tosfos asked the Kasha. You know what Tosfos says? Well, it should have been given on Vov 7. So Tosfos says, should have been given a Vov 7. There's God. Hoysu ru'uyu linosam b'shishi. Elosh hoysu v'moshe mechal midata. What can you do? You know, Yisham always says, Oynes, I would love command of it, yeah? It's all very well, you know, but at the end of the day, it didn't happen. If it didn't happen, the condition was, Achzer Eschem L'Toyu V'Voyu. So the Beis Halevi, you know what the Beis Halevi says? It did happen. It did happen. Even contra Biasi. How did it happen? Moshe Rabbeinu, of his own accord, with the understanding that the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hiskim HaYodah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maskim, it's one of the three things that Moshe Rabbeinu did, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maskim, he did it of his own accord. Hoisif Moshe Yemechad Midatzei. Ribbono Shel Olam was maskim. Do you know where that koyach comes from? That's the koyach of Kabbalah Satorah. The koyach of Kabbalah Satorah was that B'nai Odom can take over, and this is what the Sforim always writes, the Malochim were very upset about. What's going on? We're going to be now, I'm sorry to use a Yiddish word here, fafirut. We're going to be fafir, we're going to be led now by exactly as the Bnei Odom are going to pass in their Shabbos. That's how we're going to be fafir, and the Malochim didn't want this. They tried to stop it. It's a Mishkolfen. Nothing helped, it didn't help. So what happened? Moshe Rabbeinu, due to his understanding, was Hosef Moshe Yemechad Midat, and he changed it all. That's part of Kabbalah Satorah. Kabbalah Satorah was that it's given over to Bnei Odom, that Bnei Odom are now going to take control. Faket, the Masa Bereishis that Ribbono Shel Olam had to make a condition with in the beginning was that Gufa. I, Kaviyochan, am in charge of you now for 26 generations until Klal Yisrael are going to take over with Kabbalah Satorah. I'm going to give the keys over, Ribbono Shel Olam says. They're going to hold the keys for Masa Bereishis from 26 days on. That happened on Vov 7, even according to Yossi. Because the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu had the koiches to be able to change Kabbalah Satorah from Vov 7 into Zion 7, that was a shinui that happened with Kabbalah Satorah. So it did happen on Vov 7. And that's what Tosfos, you have to say, meant as well. When Tosfos says, Ru'uya Hoysa, to be given on Vov 7, it was Ru'uya to be given, and Moshe pushed it off, and Hashem Moshe Mechamid Adam. That's Kabbalah Satorah. Kabbalah Satorah was that fact that it was given over. You know, Morgan Avon says, the Ram is Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golis. What's the Sheni Shel Golis? It's the Lafonon. Kedushas Yom Tov, everything that goes with Yom Tov happens on that day. Rabbonon got control of this man, that's all Kabbalah Satorah. The Kabbalah Satorah, as it comes to be, remembers to us that the koyach that the Chachomim have, the koyach that the Chachomim have to make the second day into Yom Tov, that it's a Yom Kodesh, and all the hashpos of Yom Tov are happening on Yom Tov, the Morgan Avon says, that happened all on Vov 7, and Zion 7 is Yom Tov. He didn't mean because Zion 7 is Matan Torah, that's why Eretz Yisrael are happy to say Zman Matan Torah Seinu. It's the whole concept of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golis. The concept that the Chachomim have this koyach. That's it. I want to take you back to the story that we started with, yeah? Both the story of the Gemara and the story of the Shagas Aryeh. The story of the Gemara is poshut. If it was a snake, which was a snake from the Chachomim, sent by the Chachomim, because Poyretz Gedi Yishchel Enochesh, there's nothing going to help. They're going to change every Metzias in the world. And this showed it. There was 13 chamoirim in Pompadisa. Every single one of them was a trefa. Roiv are not supposed to be treifas. Why were they treifas? Because it was a snake of the Chachamim. The Chachamim put that koiches into it because of Paretz Gad Yishchan Anochash. It had to happen. He was over on Divrei Chachamim. It had to be Paretz Gad Yishchan Anochash. It was a Chivit of Chachamim. That's why this Metzias, it shows the point that the Chachamim are shaylet in the Metzias in the Maaseh Bereishis. The Shagas Aryeh story is exactly the same. Shagas Aryeh story was you think there has to be one Metzias in the world. There doesn't even have to be one Metzias in the world. This is a Chiddush. Eilu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chaim means in the town of Anoshim, if they paskened like the Shagas Aryeh, that this particular illness is not considered a treifa, and it's not a fatal illness, if they paskened like that, as far as the behemoths were concerned, and they paskened it wasn't a treifa, in this place the Metzias is like that. And in this place, if he remains here, he's going to taka become Bari Chasyom Vashonim. The problem is, if you go out of this town, everywhere else they paskin different. If everywhere else they paskin different, it's not only a psak that's different, it's a metzias which is different. If it's a metzias which is different, you're not going to be able to live. Am zeichazan, sa richtiger, emestiger, kapula sotay.